Well, search and cadaver dogs have joined the search for a missing six-year-old swept away Saturday by fast-moving water in the Chester Creek. And joining us live from the scene, KLWU's Connor Barkon. Connor?
That's right, Michelle. And it definitely looks like there's been some sort of development because for the first time today, searchers are gathering with detectives and setting up a bit of an area with a canopy and taping off a section of space with police tape. And this has not happened up until this point. So it does seem like, it's not clear what, but it does seem like searchers maybe have found something. But again, it's not clear what that is. And of course, all of this is in the search for six-year-old Lanesha Brooker. She went missing on Saturday, swept away in Chester Creek after those heavy rains. Chester Fire Commissioner John Paul Shirley, he has been leading the search since Lanesha was caught up in the creek's current after that rain. And he spoke with reporters earlier today. He's had a very busy few days.
We are conducting operations both in the Delaware River using side scan sonar and surface searches. And here in Chester Creek, we're continuing with canine scent dogs as well as land-based crews to do searches. And we're just continuing the search right now.
And again, there's been some type of progress. To what extent, officials haven't said. Sandra Jones is here. She was looking out, watching crews work. She feels horrible for Lanesha's family.
It's a bad situation for the parents to go through, because I don't know what I would do if something like that to my child.
And Michelle, all of this is developing. We will bring you updates as we learn them.
Connor, thank you so much. And stay with KLWU News Radio for continuing coverage.